So with this tree, this tree here, which has sorry, I'm doing this as a benefit of the tape a little bit. This tree, which has the sphere of Malkut, or the body of earth, at the bottom, represents the place where we experience ourselves as separate and as not aligned with the deeper energies of our own nature. And given that everything, you know, beyond here is about depth, we experience ourselves as outside the depth. We experience ourselves as on the surface, and our relationship to self and the universe can be in this position, one of just sort of clinging onto the edges of things. Now, this position has the body and our experience of bodily sensory life right at the heart of the tree. Now, this model here, the tree of distortion, or the tree of normality, as you could even say, you could see an inner process here where the cat of the crown here represented like the root place of our own being. So that's like the spiritual root. Here on the right, we've got Chokmah, which represents archetypal will, archetypal imagination. So the primal father here, primal mother here, these deep archetypes. So this is archetypal imagination. And we have this kind of slightly lost sphere here, which can either be a sphere of connection or a sphere of falling into the abyss. They actually use the word abyss for this place. So there's a crossover point between, if you like, the deepest part of ourself, which is, if you like, the root of our tree of life, and its two branches, the energy of will and intention and the energy of deep imagination. Now, as that crosses over into expression, if we can hold ourselves steady and hold ourselves in relationship, what happens is the sense of archetypal knowing starts to take shape and form. And here, that deep triad of the tree then transforms itself into the next triad, where we have the energy of clarity and focus, will in action, really. So it's that will coming into action, and the capacity of love and acceptance, so we can receive and accept our kind of our impulse. That comes together here in Tiferet, which is the place of the sun, the place of center, which mediates between the depth and the surface. As that center is found, then what happens is there's another kind of movement outwards, which here we have Netzach, which is about feeling, planet Venus. Here we've got Hod, which is Mercury in the mind. So the expressive energy start having found a center and then starts to express itself in texture, in feelings and thoughts, in then the kind of concrete images of Yesod and energy of Yesod, and then finally expresses itself in form and shape in the body. Right, so that's the sort of, if I think of that, that's my sense of the world as I know it, of something arising from the depths, gradually becoming more and more textured, having to move through different things, having to ground myself in it, and eventually it feels like it takes kind of shape. And here we are. Now, the Tree of Perfection has a really different kind of take on it. Because what it says is, what we are at our root, we have these four qualities. So there's this, if you like, there's the root place itself, which you could say the sort of root, you know, the point of the spirit in us, or whatever we mean by that. We've got will, imagination, and embodiment. Now here we're looking at the mysterious, so instead of that being a place which is a kind of, sort of there, not there, this is actually, if we pay attention to our spiritual root, receive our will and imagination, what then starts to, it arises automatically through the mysterious aspect of the body, through the non-conditioned aspect of the body. What then happens is that the if you like, that kind of will and imagination come together in an embodied form, which then starts to express itself in relationships. So then the tools of love and clarity, centeredness, and the creation of form are an expression of direct relationship, of the self coming into relationship with other, coming into relationship with the outside world. And it all lands in the foundation place, which is actually very fluid in movement. So it lands in the moon. So it's an experience of life, therefore, where everything is connected and flowing. So the foundation of life becomes movement, not fixity. So in this one, it's all about we ground in a solid kind of shape in the end. Okay, and it gives us all these issues of the difference between what feels solid and fixed and what feels more fluid and formless. In this place, the solid embodying place is at the deepest place. And actually what it says to us is the natural movement of the universe is in that the solidity of the universe is in fluidity. So it takes us into a really profound paradox. And it's hinted at even in the other tree, because that sphere, yet the word yesod, which is given to it, means foundation. And the foundation normally is the bottom of the building. So what these exercises do, and these experiences of opposites we often have in these exercises, is because we're sort of, as we move from the conditioned aspect of the body and conditioned aspect of our sense of self and life into the sense of mystery. And that sense of mystery reconfigures the whole tree, reconfigures our whole experience. So if this place is inside the mystery, and we can feel it directly as that, then as we experience what's around us, we first of all we experience a direct connection to these deep places. They're not far away, they're very near. And we start then to manifest through these energies of clarity, compassion, centeredness, and the enjoyment of manifesting the different forms and forces of our nature in this fluid world, fluid self, fluid world. So increasingly, and I don't have to even know the diagrams to do this, this is just something that happens. As you start to trust these inner processes and work with them, things become more fluid. It's a bit like your sense of gravity starts to shift. Starts to shift from the external to the internal. Now, it doesn't happen all at once, but what you can see happening, even in this tree, as people learn to kind of work with their inner process, is the sense, first of all, there's nothing there. There's no sense of an inner, so everything is externalized. As you start to become more aware of an inner, there's a sense of connection. The sense of the body as a fixed, dead thing starts to open into a sense of flow and life and rhythm. As you start to develop a sense of sensor, and in particular as the sort of, a lot of the mindfulness work in relationship to body and things helps the sense of a connection between the body and the sense of feeling centered and connected. So things start to become more cohesive, more connected, more, and things are transmitted more. We start to move from the kind of complicated feelings to the feeling of love and acceptance. We start to come from the confusion of the mind to the clarity of the mind. And then we start to hit into this place here. This is the real kind of transition place where from the centered place we increasingly start to relate to the mysterious. So we move away from the known to the unknown, and we start to be able to tolerate mystery. both in our mind, in our feelings, but also in our body. And as we start to get the sense of the mysterious aspect of the body, it's like the sense of gravity of our consciousness starts to shift inwards. And eventually, you know, we come to a place, we could in the end, I suppose, just get rid of all this. And we'd be left with very simple four-pointed structure. Where there is direct connection between, if you like, the spiritual root of our being and our physical expressive nature. Direct connection between will and imagination.
But that's mystical, isn't it? This simplified diagram,
yes,
is indicating the way of the mystic, and it seems to lack the colour and texture.
Totally. No, it's bare bones, right? So that's back to the bare bones, because everything else generates out of that, right? So we're looking,
yes,
at this.
What the mystic is interested in, really, is this connection with God.
Oh, yes. So the person who just wants to not be here, just to leave it all behind, just goes there. But actually, what happens is within this, it is, if you like, with it, this is the place of expression. So then everything comes out of the body, right? So the whole world comes out of the body and the senses, and there's what is experienced is a constant flowing of coming and going, a dynamism between the, if you like, the image of the tree going back to the roots, becoming the tree and the branches and flowering and fruiting and then dying off and coming back again, and it's that constant thing almost in every moment. So the tree generates itself, generates its forms, they're sustained as long as it's right, then they're dropped off again, we go back to the ground, and it all comes up again. Anyway, that's literally what's been happening in the exercise. So I'll just leave that with you as a sort of thought to think about over lunch. So, you know, just have a nice lunch, you know, relax, you know.